Yeah. 116. 13 letters. What we gonna do right now is take a brief look at the letter that Paul wrote to the Philippians. Take a look at what he said to them and how we can apply it to our own lives. Let's get it. Yes, yes, yes. Brethren, listen to this exposition. Paul wrote the Philippians, some lessons for living written in them, but it's real good text for Christians. Read it closely, hope we can catch the vision. Chapter 1, he tells him he's blessed to get him, co-laboring with him to serve the best who's risen. And he's confident the Lord will perfect in Christians what he started in hearts to be corrected in him. Listen, he was in prison now, maybe never getting out, but all he could think about was the gospel getting out. Some was even preaching Christ from selfish motives, coming in power. But now he shrugged his shoulders. His focus was Christ, the Messiah, man. And for him to live as Christ and to die was gain. Yeah, he was hard pressed, but to remain in the flesh was more necessary so their faith would progress. Yes, he wanted them to strive together for the gospel in one spirit, one mind. Listen to the apostles, maintain the same love, uplift your brothers. Don't just look out for yourself before the interests of others. Oh, our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of its righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of its righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of its righteous call. Chapter 2, let's examine 5 through 11. The blessed Lamb who resided in the heavens and forget the wealth and emptied himself. He came as a man and he died for the brethren. Ultimate obedience, he died on the cross. And through his humility, Christ was exalted. Glory to the Father, now we should have that same attitude Christ Jesus had. And on the verse 12, work out your salvation. The Father works in us in this process of saving. Avoid dispute and prove yourself blameless. Children of God in a perverse generation cling to the Bible. Humility is vital. We see it in the lives of Paul and his disciples, serving him like a father, some fellow soldiers. Let us rejoice, unite, and rep Jehovah. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Chapter 3, rejoice in the Lord we serve. You forget about the flesh, we nothing more than dirt. Man, if anyone can brag about their status, it was power, but to him it was trash, and he counted it as loss for the sake of Christ, cause he gave us life. Not through anything we did, but through faith in Christ. Yeah, we righteous in the eyes of the Lord, is blessing. Give all to accepting his resurrection. Brethren, I don't claim to have attained perfections. What he says, but was reaching to what lies ahead. And encourage the Philippians to model what he said. Not to walk in the flesh, cause their walk is dead. But we citizens of heaven who eagerly wait for the one that we rest in, Jesus our Savior. That's who the Lord is, and he will surely transform our bodies in future glory. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Chapter 4, he closes encouraging with words and unity and harmony for those within the church. Rejoice in the Lord, bro, our hopes in him first. And our faiths and our problems be known to him first. Embrace the peace of God, you can bet on that. And whatever is good, let your mind dwell on that. Then he thanked them again for their gifts and concern. But no matter what, to be content, he had learned. Plus, he was sure that he could do our things. Through him who gave strength, they could do our things. And he told them they did well, sharing through our pain. And made sure they knew he went and tried to get more change. Gotta supply all they needs, he hoped they might see this. According to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The truth of Philippians, I hope it hits you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hope you like what you heard with me rapping these verses. Don't get it twisted, we just scratching the surface. There's more to be learned than this rap is saying. So read it, live it, learn it like the back of your hand. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call. Our life is nothing but Christ is all. So conduct yourselves worthy of his righteous call.